Sacred Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-453. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
I'm back after a brief hiatus. Was I away one day out of for one Sunday?
One Sunday.
And the place went wild.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
We missed you, Mark.
You guys had Stefan Molyneux on. That kind of filled the void for you.
Well, nobody could fill your shoes. It's a very big
those
pair
are
of
some
sneakers.
Very manly shoes.
That's right.
I heard that the show went well, and I'm glad to hear it. So good. I hope to have him on in the future. Good news. So you can call in at 855-453. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. We are live on a Sunday evening. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We try to make it a program that's live for you. I know that there's very few programs in radio land that are live on a Sunday evening, but we do that for you. It's an interactive program where you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. The website at freetalklive.com is equally as interactive. We go there to look up stories and do show prep at freetalklive.com, and the show prep we look at is the stuff that you guys, at which we look, is the stuff that you guys load. You know, you can upload, or it's not upload, it's linked to videos and blog posts and stories or whatever you want to. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with theirs.
It's almost like crowdsourced blogging. Like, people can contribute something that becomes basically a blog post on freetalklive.com.
People have to tell me what these terms mean, but I've kind of got that crowdsourced blogging thing. So, anyway, 855-453. And we do, of course, bring in show prep to talk about stories that we find to be interesting off of freetalklive.com and elsewhere. And, Brian, you've got one for us about some yearbook pictures.
Yeah, this is from the Huffington Post. Lesbian teens cry foul after picture pulled from school yearbook. And there's this picture of two young women. And they're just
I saw the picture. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, they're not... You know, they're not kissing or anything. They're just kind of affectionately holding each other.
Yep.
But anyway, the story goes, a pair of lesbian teenagers in Texas have alleged their high school yearbook staff is discriminating against them because they are gay. 16-year-old Felicia Rivera said yearbook staff at Brennan High School decided to take out a picture that would have showed Rivera cuddling with her girlfriend, Lilani Hernandez, 17, when they realized both teens were girls, according to the San Antonio Express News.
Well, yeah, I was a little fooled there initially. Now, when yearbooks were done at my school, no one passed it by me as to, you know, what was going to be in it and what wasn't going to be in it. So how do we know that the picture was removed?
Well, let's see. The Rivera said a classmate tipped her off to the alleged discrimination.
There you go. I figured it must be intelligence.
Right. Yeah, according to the site.
Got one on the inside. There's a lesbian mole.
Yeah, in particular, the picture would have been on the Valentine's Day page.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I assume there's a bunch of pictures of straight couples doing the exact same thing?
Yeah, apparently there is not a single picture of any homosexual couples, you know, on that page.
Well, yeah, that strikes me as unfair.
Well, I don't know what the population of homosexuals are in that school. I imagine people find themselves after high school. Being a homosexual, open homosexual in high school is going to be a really difficult thing to do.
It's becoming more common these days, I have to say.
At my school, it was pretty darned uncommon, but that, again, was from 86 to 89.
Well, I mean, to make it worse, they asked the school, hey, you know, did this happen? Did we get this, you know, why isn't our picture in here when it was planned to be? And the school said, it's like, well, the way you, and you guys saw the picture, I mean, the school claimed that the way that it looked, it violated school rules on public displays of affection.
So,
seriously?
Yeah. This also brings up, I saw the picture, I am not horrified by what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And what it reminds me of is these pictures that you guys had showed me a couple of months ago of men affectionately touching from back. You know, like Civil War pictures of men with their, you know, like, arms over each other in just ways that would be considered
touching thighs. Yeah,
weird. Yeah. Today, they, you know, these guys were just kind of, you know, it seemed natural at that point, and I'm not unsurprised by it because I think the sexes were more segregated at that point, and so, you know, people need touch, they need it, and I think it's. I don't like you know, the government's idea that, you know, touching's bad.
Unless the TSA does it.
Right, you know, then you get the free government massage. But
they have this idea that if someone of the same sex touches you, then it couldn't possibly be gay. Like, there could possibly be no attraction. Do you know what I'm saying?
The TS agents are touching
right. Like
in a professional
manner?
Okay.
Yeah, if somebody of the same sex touches you, then it's always going to be non-sexual. And that's not true, because some of the passengers that the TSA feels up are attracted to the same sex, and some of the TSA agents are attracted to the same sex. So what do they do?
I don't know. I consider the TSA to be sort of a minor violation. I really just want to get through and get gone. I mean, I wish it didn't occur, and I, from a philosophical standpoint, think it's kind of dumb. But, you know, it wouldn't bother me in the least if the gayest man in Manchester decided that he needed to fill me up and he had a TSA uniform on. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. But I can see why it would bother somebody else. And mm-hmm. I think that they should be... You know, that their body's sacred to them and that they should be able to make those decisions.
More with the story. The teens, Northside School District prides itself on providing the most high quality education for all students, and we welcome all students as well as a safe and welcome environment, Gonzalez said. And it's important to know that the students are safe at Brennan High School. So the school is making the claim here that, you know, these two girls holding each other
is unsafe. Okay.
Yeah, and
it's right. Corrupting to their morals.
Sure.
Alrighty.
And even the girls now, like, are
Here's
her parents
question.
Aware of this? And the girls, the father said that this is all nonsense, according to the story. So the father's well aware that she is, you know, that she's gay mm-hmm. and is fine with it.
Hmm.
So before anybody calls in, what do the parents say about this? You know, they say it's fine.
You know, I wonder what it would be like, being the only parent in the room. My son, Jack, appears to be quite interested in the female sex already. So I'm of the opinion that he's probably going to, deal with the same horn dog things that his father had to deal with. But
lesbians can be horn dogs, too.
Agreed, but he's not female.
Right, okay.
So... But I wonder what it would be like, and I would just assume that what I'm going to have to do if I deal with some situation like that, and I do think that roles around gender are changing, and so maybe I will have to deal with something like that, is it's fine. It's my son, and it's okay. But I think that they're, you know, these, as far as parenting roles, it was harder back, a decade or two ago when if your child was gay, you know, what do you do about that? I don't have any
idea. It's hard for the child, too.
Let's go to the phones here. I might have to completely switch up here. Michael from California. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Yep, looks like we dropped him. I didn't do that. That wasn't me this time.
Michael, you can call back if you had a technical difficulty.
Indeed.
Yeah, in a similar instance, now the article starts laying out other cases where this is occurring.
Yeah, sometimes articles will do that.
Yeah, in March 2012, students in Colorado accused their yearbook faculty advisors of cutting a picture of two lesbians holding hands because they were gay, so they took that one out. Rudolfo Tribulo and Anna Carmichael, both students...
So wait a second, are lesbians gay?
Yeah.
Because I have to give out this acronym in order to be sort of politically correct. It's got to be the LGBTQ. And by the way, if you get confused, you're some kind of troglodyte. So if...
I don't think that's true.
So why does one need the L if the G is true? Like gay, lesbian, transsexual, what's the...
I think it's just for specificity.
I see. Okay.
You know, I mean, it's
some,
like,
lesbians refer to themselves as gay, and some people,
right.
Some lesbians like to be called lesbians.
I mean, if you can call, like, humans man, as in mankind,
yes.
You know, you still need woman. So, you know, to you
that's
know
the specificity.
Saying? Yeah, that's
right.
The specificity. That's
okay.
My point.
So I'm fine going ahead with gay and not using the term lesbian.
I don't think anyone would have a problem with
okay,
that.
Good. Yeah.
But I can't speak for them,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it's, you know me, just a troll
right.
Under the bridge here.
let's see. Rudolf Tribulo and Anna Carmichael, both students at Palmer High in Colorado Springs, said they were kicked off the yearbook staff after protesting the decision. This is the case in Colorado, according to KRDO's, claiming that the display of affection and not sexual identity was the problem. So apparently all these schools are just saying, it's not the sexual identity, it's the fact that they're actually showing love.
No cuddling, no hand-holding.
Yeah, you cannot cuddle.
I'm going to stand in between you with a ruler. And
what
measure.
Kind of touching is appropriate at school? I mean, there's got to be inappropriate touching, and there's got to be appropriate touching. Where do we draw the line? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172, for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. We're talking about some situations and going on in high school that I'm not entirely sure what I think here. I mean, it's being painted as sort of an anti-gay thing, but they're using this anti-touch touching thing. I don't know. We'll get into it.
They're just dancing around the issue that they hate lesbians.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Let's flesh this out in just a second, but I think it's worth talking about bitcoins real quick here. Bitcoins.
Yeah, that's worth talking about.
To me, the greatest invention of the decade, and I think I'm being humble. I think that the internet may be a greater invention than bitcoins, but bitcoins are the best invention since the internet, in my opinion. They are an online currency. They're open source, which means anybody can modify the programming, and then if it's adopted by enough people, then that modification would stick. And if it's a crappy modification, it won't stick. It's peer-to-peer, which means that it can't be stopped in the same way that the government and music companies can't stop the downloading of music. They can't stop bitcoins. And they give you complete control of your own money. They allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fee. Right now, lots of fees are being paid to send money from one location to another.
Oh, yeah.
Just think of all these companies like Western Union or MoneyGram or PayPal that make money doing just that. Bitcoins make it completely free. They're at an all-time high, and they've beaten, they went from beating, you know, just, it hasn't been too long, a couple of years that they beat out the price of the dollar. Now they've beat out the price of an ounce of silver.
Yeah, I don't know. $34.
Yeah, $34.50, I think, is at this moment.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it's going to be before they beat out the price of gold, but I think that they might just do it. So they are a currency for the internet. Go find out more about them at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by bitinstant.com, that webpage. So let me get this straight, Brian. There's some people that have had their...
Wait a minute. We're talking about lesbians here.
We're talking about gay people.
Let me get this gay.
Let's not get it straight.
Right on.
In high school, it was always... when driving, it's always forward, never straight.
That's right. You don't go straight, you go forward.
Because if you go straight, at some point or another, you're going to hit a median or the side of the road or something like that. So forward is just kind of... It indicates a general direction, whereas straight indicates a line.
That's right.
So anyway, there's some gay people have had their pictures maybe removed from the yearbook, or the potential of being in the yearbook, of a planned yearbook draft, I guess.
Right.
And this has happened in a few different high schools.
Yeah.
And it basically what they're saying is that folks are touching inappropriately for school rules. Is that?
Yeah, that's part of it, but it goes deeper because as the article goes on, the issue of what you can wear or who you can cuddle with in yearbook photos has been a source of controversy for a while. Back in 2009, a lesbian student in Mississippi forced a change in yearbook senior portrait attire. She was forced to change her attire after she was left out of the yearbook for wearing a tuxedo instead of the more traditional drapes. So,
okay.
So the young woman, you know, she wore a tuxedo, and they told her, no, you're going to have to change that.
I think the tuxedo that we had in my school just, like, was split down the back, and they just slid it on you.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, just slide right into the tuxedo, no big deal. Yeah, okay.
Right. And, well, the ACLU backed the Sierra Circus's case. That's the young woman that had the
tuxedo on. This is actually constantly happening with proms. Like,
sure.
Same-sex couples aren't allowed to go to the prom. And actually, there was a school recently, I wish I could remember where it was, but they actually made a completely separate prom just to exclude the gay couples.
Right.
Like, the school had to allow them to come because there was some kind of, I don't know, non-discrimination laws or something like that. But then a group of parents, like, made a straights-only prom, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I support that in the sense that people should be able to make whatever event they want. But if you're making an event that seems exclusionary... exclusive is one thing, exclusionary is another.
Sure.
You're not going to look good. And
it was in Indiana, by the way.
I mean, I feel like, you know, let's, okay, I'm going to put on my bigot hat for a second. I feel like gay people
nice
often add some spice and some flavor to things. I mean, you know, I know that it's generalizing and stuff like that, but there's, you know, the flaming gay guy. I know Derek J. from Derek J.'s Victimless Crimes Free. This guy's interesting to watch, just to talk. I mean, I just like to have him around for that very reason. So, you know, what's the big deal? It's not like he's touching my parts if I didn't ask.
Sure.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I don't know what people are so concerned with.
This teacher in Indiana said that gay people have no purpose.
From an evolutionary standpoint, I suppose that that person has some kind of, you know.
It's just ignorant.
I don't know if it's ignorant. It is, you know, I mean, from the.
No, it is
the,
ignorant.
From
because
the standpoint of evolution, is that so?
Well, yes, absolutely.
Okay, tell me.
Because, so there, in nature, there are other animals who, like gay penguins, for instance, will adopt eggs that are orphaned.
Okay.
And so there's the idea that, like, the more adults a child has, like, kids were raised in groups in hunter-gatherer human societies, and they had more than just their two parents contributing to their potential success, you know, growing up healthy and stuff. And so the more children, the more adults that a child has that care about it, the better it's going to do. And so if some adults are not having children because they're predominantly homosexual, then they'll be there for maybe children of their brothers or their other people who share their genes or something like that.
I've read, and, you know, pardon me if I don't have this exactly right. The chances are good that I don't. But I've read that Homo sapien or Cro-Magnon, I guess that's what we are. We're Cro-Magnons? Yeah.
No, Cro-Magnon was an earlier human.
Okay. Okay. So Homo sapiens, whatever the heck we are, have had a better chance of survival than other hominids because they lived longer. So that, you know, the grandmothers.
The grandparents were around.
Right.
Yep.
Could, you know, probably grandmothers largely, but grandparents could take care of children and things like that. And I think that, you know, watching one, my wife take care of my child, I got to say, it is a, you know, it's a lot of work, especially in those, the youngest of years. So I get where you're coming from on that. I don't know.
The women would nurse each other's children, too.
It's true.
They still do in a lot of tribal societies.
Absolutely. But the gay people aren't doing that, right?
I don't know. Maybe they are.
It would be harder. They have children, whatever. I'm just saying.
But, I mean, I think in those societies, things like gay and straight, in quotes, didn't really exist. It was just like people had sex with each other, and they didn't really consider it like a part of their identity. Probably most people had some.
We're completely speculating here. Who knows what kind of rigid class structure went on in early Homo sapien
societies. You could make a really good argument, though, that, like, especially marriage, like the institution of heterosexual marriage, is something that really benefited the state and the church, right? Because then you could.
I think it was invented by them.
Sure. There's a lot of people who think that.
Hmm. No,
because then people, you know, if they're straight, if they're, like, told that it's wrong to be gay and you have to be straight, well, they're going to have more babies for people to tax in the state. And the property lines can be really clear as to who gets what property, right? Because you know that this person is this person's son or this person's daughter, right? So.
Well, I mean, and I have a problem with the idea, like, say that teacher in Indiana thought it was genetic determinism. Well, genetic, you know, the idea that evolutionary, they have no purpose. But with genetic determinism, guess what? After you have a kid, you just die off.
Right. Then
evolution doesn't care about you anymore.
Well, like water skiing or a variety of other, everything else in life besides humping between you know, one man and one woman is, you know, a pointless activity. I don't want to live that way.
Me neither.
855, 453. Is that the way you want to live? 855, 453. Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that is on your mind. We've been talking about, I guess, inappropriate touching on an inappropriate tire in yearbook pictures and kind of the changing attitudes in schools, I guess largely public schools.
Or the unchanging attitudes, because it doesn't seem like much progressive is going on.
You know, it's these changes never come quickly, and they never come particularly easily. People have different attitudes, and I think it's interesting. But like I said, you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, and we've got, theoretically, I'm going to be able to do this. We've got Hassan on the line here, calling in on the Skype line. I haven't done this too many times, so we'll see whether this works. Hassan, you there?
Yes, I'm currently here.
Okay, great. And you're calling from New York. What's on your mind?
Yes. Well, hopefully my audio isn't too bad. But,
no, it sounds good.
Yes, I was basically reading an Ars Technica article which stated that the state of West Virginia spent $24 million on and purchasing 1,176 routers. They're high-end enterprise-level routers, and those routers...
They must be very expensive routers.
Yes, they're around $20,000 each. And basically, those routers ended up in basically small government offices, such as, like, libraries. And in one case, it ended up in a one-room, like, small trailer.
So these are the kind of routers, the kind of situations that one could just use a regular Linksys router, right? And they're putting these $20,000 routers in these locations. Is that right?
Yes, basically. Those routers are generally designed for, like, huge corporate offices where you would want to connect one office branch to another and have hundreds and hundreds of clients simultaneously using the connection.
So it sounds like the West Virginia, the state, just said, okay, just give us the best, give us the Cadillacs of routers, you know, and they didn't even think, like, they had no thought towards actually saving any taxpayer money.
Yes. Basically, when they were purchasing the routers, they had, like, no IT staff, like, joining on the process. They simply had a salesperson from Cisco.
Right. So obviously they
sold
them
what
they
needed. Yeah. And the salesperson recommended their most expensive routers.
Yeah. Gave it to them without grace.
Wow. I'd do the same thing.
When dealing with the government, this is often what happens. I mean, you know, you can have a conversation as a salesperson and you can be like, well, what do you think your router needs are? Well, I'm not sure what we need, but it's always, you know.
But we have
good,
unlimited budget.
We always get to the good ones.
You know, it's so funny because it's the same group of people, i.e. the government, that, you know, wants to push like SOPA and PIPA and all these laws about the Internet when clearly they don't know anything about it. You know, how it works, any of that stuff. It's crazy.
Indeed. So what do you think about it, Hassan? I mean, is that kind of what you're trying to bring out?
Yeah, like, it's completely wasteful. And it just shows, like, one of the problems when you have, like, complete strangers handle money that's not theirs.
Yeah, it really makes me wonder this is an extreme example. How many examples this extreme exist out there that we don't find out about? And I always use the 10-to-1 method. There's 10 for every one that you find out about.
Well, as soon as you said that, Mark, I thought of the story that I think it was Florida. They bought like 10,000 cars. For some agency, I don't know if it was the cops.
It was down in Miami, and I believe that they were all, like, Priuses.
Yes, and they were sitting unused for, like, 5 years or something.
5 years.
Yeah.
They just sat in a garage someplace, and nobody knew why.
And that's what happens when, you know, the government is spending other people's money, or basically printing it, even though state governments can't do that, the federal can. So.
Not that everybody's efficient and wise with their own money, but people are most efficient and most wise with their own money.
And at least it's theirs, because so if they screw up...
Yeah, there's the ability for consequences, as to where with the government. I don't think they feel there is any, unless it's a sequester.
Yeah, I don't know. Hassan, I do appreciate the call, letting us know about it. I also think about sort of lesser instances like this, where, you know, I know that this is the case, that oftentimes government agencies will get a budget and they feel like it's important for them to spend that budget by the end of the fiscal year so that they get the same budget. Otherwise, they will get a lower budget. So they'll buy things that they don't need. Furniture, for instance, is often a good one.
There's examples of the military doing that and then throwing things over ships like the Navy, I believe.
Yeah. There's a great example.
$5,000 toilet seats in the White House, things like that.
As I understand, they even have accounting positions where they, you're a budget spender. This is your job, to make sure that we spend our whole budget.
Wow.
That they actually pay people to... make sure that they spend their whole budget and don't look stupid doing it. So, I mean, it's amazing to consider. But, you know, anyway, let's go to Kurt in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening.
Hi, Kurt.
I recently called about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, talking about the parent-child dynamic. In response to a call on a previous Sunday that likened having a child to hitting somebody in a car and being responsible for their recovery.
Okay, I'm familiar with this, but perhaps we should give a little recap for our audience. So at this point, the original call happened like probably more than a month ago.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
On the Sunday show. And I believe, Mark, you said you were thinking about it afterwards. So someone called in basically right at the end of the show and did make that analogy, like as if, you know, having a child is bringing someone into the world who is in a helpless state. And as the person who created that helpless being, you've got a responsibility to help them get to a point where they can take care of themselves.
Yeah, and I was completely flat-footed on this call. I wasn't ready for it, and I admit that I didn't. I don't think I handled it as well as I could have. From the standpoint of asking questions about this idea, but the idea that basically there's a contract created when you create a life. And
I don't know if he said it was a contract. I don't recall
that
him saying
I
it.
Recall, but okay. But certainly the word obligation was used.
Maybe a responsibility.
Okay. Obligation is the word that comes up in my mind, but, you know, okay. We have to go back.
Well, both of those are
different. I don't have the audio here. So.
Both of those are, neither of those is a social contract or a contract.
Okay.
Right.
Well, an obligation is created somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kurt.
During my rebuttal call, Ian had mentioned, commented that I run the risk of sounding callous and extreme, like almost an advocacy of child abandonment. And while that may seem true, it's true of every hot-button issue that liberty advocates contend with, right?
Yeah.
To the general public, our views on the drug war convey a want of streets full of addicts, our views on the real war, streets full of terrorists. Our views on taxes, an entire population seeing how, vying to see how little it can contribute to the worthiest charities or even basic societal needs. And in spite of how untrue these perceptions are.
I don't know. I think you can a lot of times communicate that that's not what you're advocating.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's how it's painted. I don't think that Kurt is going out on a limb and saying that people will say that that would be the results of our, mean ideas. I think that we can, it's our responsibility.
When we say disbanding the army, we don't need to stay in the army, they think streets full of terrorists. When we say no drug war, they think people shoot heroin in the middle of a shopping mall, right?
In front of vending machines, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that may be an option. You never know.
You never know.
Right? But in spite of how untrue the perceptions are, there's still perceptions we have to overcome, right? So I'd like to clarify, my position. I always start from a base liberty axiom. One of these states that no individual has the right, absent a valid contract, to extract resources from another. To force one to feed, clothe, clean, protect, heal, transport, or in any other way expend their resources in the furtherance of another's life would be in direct violation of this principle.
Hold on. Who's forcing a parent to take care of their child?
Well, if you say they have an obligation.
But nobody's...
You're saying there's no enforcer of that, though. Okay, so, when I take something away from somebody, like hitting them with a car, I'm actually removing ability and removing money and removing time from their life.
Kurt, hold the line just a second. I want to bring this back and discuss it just a little bit further. I think this is very interesting because it fleshes out responsibilities and things like that. 855.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And Kurt from Michigan has called in, and he is digging up a conversation we had about a month ago, which you could definitely do here on Free Talk Live by giving us a call.
He has an advantage, though, because he can listen to the podcasts, and we haven't listened to them.
Right.
We haven't prepared for it. So.
Well, you know, you just get better at doing it. I mean, there's no point in defending some old position if it's not the right position.
Sure.
You just give the truth as it exists for each day.
Wait a minute, we don't make this up as we go along?
That's exactly what we do. I was talking about Bitcoins in the last two segments ago, and I wanted to tell you how to get Bitcoins. The fastest, safest, and easiest way to get Bitcoins is BitInstant.com. Currently, they've got the site down to do some exciting revisions. Things are going to be changing at BitInstant.com, changing for the better, a lot better. Now, they're still taking care of people that currently have buys in with them. But they should be early this week, so you know tomorrow or the next day, BitInstant will be back and a bit bigger and better than ever. I encourage you to do your buying there at BitInstant.com.
I heard a significant rumor about BitInstant and them moving somewhere.
I understand that there may be some changes in locality for BitInstant.com.
I almost couldn't believe my ears when I heard that.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
Well, I will say this for them. Don't hurry progress.
BitInstant.com. Let's go back to Kurt. And, Kurt, go on. You were talking about responsibilities of parents and how those responsibilities are created.
Right. Well, responsibility can only, in that regard, can only be willfully taken.
Right? What does that mean?
Well, that means you cannot force a parent to be a parent. You know, again, because they have the right to their own property, and they cannot be required, absent a valid contract, to give it up to anybody.
Okay,
that would be theft. That includes everybody, embryos. Yeah. I mean, okay. if a woman decides that she no longer wants to expend the resources needed to keep an embryo alive, she is well within her rights to eject it from her body.
Now, I think that this is an interesting aspect because. Stephanie, as I got it, you were agreeing with the caller about a month ago that parents have certain responsibilities, but you do support the right of a woman to have an abortion. Is that correct?
Let me get this clear, first of all. So I'm not advocating that anybody force parents to give anything to their children. I just think that kids need certain things, and if you're going to create a dependent child, that, you know, would be a moral thing to do to help that child get to the point where they can take care of themselves.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty much what he was saying.
So, but,
okay.
I mean...
Well, no. He said it was an obligation, right? He likened it again.
But where's the enforcer, Kurt?
Hitting somebody with a car and putting them in the hospital and causing them all that damage creates an obligation on you in a liberty sense to make that right. Okay?
That's the analogy he used.
So, you know, and another one of the tenets is that everybody has the same rights, right? So you can't give somebody a right to somebody else's property, again, absent that valid contract, which requires proposal, acceptance, remuneration, and an understanding of the contractual implications. So, I mean, in my opinion, any resources involved in gestation, birth, or raising a child are purely gift, one that can be retracted at any time with no deleterious repercussions to the parents at all from a liberty perspective. Now, we understand that things are different societally, but again, forcing a parent to raise a child or punishing them for not doing so would be a crime against that parent within a liberty framework.
But who suggested, Kurt, hold on, who suggested punishing the parent or forcing them? I didn't hear that.
Okay, when you don't live up to your obligations, what happens? If you have an obligation to me, say, for instance, we have a contract, and I live up to my end, and you don't live up to your end, what you are doing is you are in a constant state of aggression against me, keeping me from my justly acquired property. Correct?
I don't think there was any mention of a contract.
Well,
I think what we're doing is we're summed up in one sentence. When the should and the ought to turn into the must and the have to, people die. So now if we are at parents should do this and parents ought to do that, it's one thing.
Sure, that's what caller was saying.
I don't. The caller didn't use terminology like that that inspired me.
Jack in Texas, why don't you call back in and clarify that?
Terminology like responsibility.
Yes. Utter. And I mean, when you have a responsibility and you're not living up to it, now you need an advocate for that person who's not raising them correctly, which is their parents. So who is now that advocate?
Yeah, I just didn't think that was what he was suggesting. At all.
Absolutely. When you say obligation, you know, and there's, and like, basically to me, there's always going to be attractive reasons to giving up liberty principles. And children are the most attractive reason because they get both the most emotional responses from humanity.
They certainly do. They're cute.
Kurt, so, I mean, it sounds like you may be feeling annoyed by the notion that a parent, you know, should do something. Is that right?
What I'm saying is it's anti-liberty to force somebody else to expend their resources in the furtherance of another. Now, if you say you should and you don't want to, if you want to ostracize somebody who doesn't do that, that's fine. But again, when you start using terms like obligation and responsibility and likening it to an actual crime where harm is done rather than gift given, gift of life, I think that's
What kind of a gift is it to create somebody who is in a completely dependent state? I mean, who's a baby and can't survive on their own?
It was a wonderful gift to me. How wonderful a gift is your life?
Well, sure. I value my life a lot.
Okay, there you go. There's the wonderful gift. It's the one gift
But there's
that you
a problem there because that person is dependent. I mean...
So do you have a right to kill your child anytime you want?
No.
I don't
Absolutely
think you do. I'm asking
you can't
Stephanie.
Take aggressive action against it, but you don't have to expend your resources in this furtherance. Now, if somebody else wants to come along and help that child and you actively stop them, now you are an act of aggression against both of those people. But if you are an indifferent, you are allowed to be indifferent, and you can never be forced into purposive action. Absent valid contract.
Yeah, but
Court, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm concerned with the idea that, okay, say a kid, I mean, and you can go down the ages, maybe 12 is an okay time to let one go or something, but at like 6 years old for a kid, if...
I've got a 5-year-old, I know what that's like.
Okay, well, let's say a 5-year-old is not capable of handling the world, okay, and you just turn him loose, you just aggressed on another human being. Liberty does not allow... You aggress against the child.
Okay.
because
how
the kid
you aggress against
because
that
the kid can't take care of itself.
Oh, so you're you have a duty, a responsibility, an obligation. So
my point is that you just aggressed against the kid because
it also negates adoption because that parent now has a duty to the child and they can't give it up.
Yeah, they can give it up, but they can't just let it loose into the world.
What do you mean?
I mean,
you're saying they can transfer it to someone else.
You can transfer a kid, but you can't just say, no, guess what? You can't live in this house anymore. You can't just leave them cold to the elements because you just aggressed against a kid that has no options.
Okay, so you're saying that he has a ownership stake in my
Kurt,
property.
Can I hold on? I want to interject something.
I'm saying from an abstract liberty perspective, I'm saying the worst case scenario because it's got to work across the border. It doesn't work.
It must be logical across the border. It doesn't work.
As soon as you create two classes of people, one that can extract a living off another, you've created a slave class and a master class. Even if that master class can't take care of itself.
Kurt, let's step in and ask a question here.
I forgot what I was going to ask. Damn.
Well, you know, I tend to agree with Kurt on this that the largest amount of what parents do, they do from a standpoint of gifting, and if they're not doing it from the standpoint of gifting, then they're not going to be very good parents anyway. That you can't obligate somebody to do something and get it done well.
Okay,
anyway.
Well, that's what I was going to say before, Mark. Thank you for reminding me. Was that people can do anything they want, and they do. There are lots of people who do neglect their children out there, and nobody's stopping them. No one's really doing anything about it. But, you know, I guess if you were a kid, would you like to be taken care of to the point where you could be independent? Yeah, I think I would.
Shoulda and oughta. You know, so, yes, you should be taken care of.
Nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's forcing these parents to do anything. And
are you kidding? There are men in jail for not paying for their children. There are women in jail. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. There are lots of people
really?
Out there.
You've never heard of child support. And you don't think that's a force?
Yes, that is force. Of course it is.
You said no one's out there forcing children to
okay, well, I was think what I was thinking of were people like the caller Jack going around to parents as, not an agent of the state, but just going and wagging his finger at parents. I just don't see that happening. Yeah, child support is force, of course. It
wagging
is.
Your finger that's, is not force.
Well, what else is he going to do, though? What else is this guy who doesn't agree with certain parenting tactics going to do? He's not part of the state.
What he's saying is an obligation is created at birth. I'd like to know when that's in a contract. Where is the obligation?
Kurt, I appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about. Think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.